Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith, which has been transmitted from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about the virtues of the Lady Fatimah al-Zahra salamullah alayha. As you know, currently we are in what we call the Ayyam Fatimiyya, the days in which we mourn the demise and the martyrdom of the Lady Fatimah al-Zahra salamullah alayha. Because as you know, these days, which are approximately equal to a month, they fall in between two very significant and important days. And those days, regarding them, it has been transmitted in a series of traditions that one of them is the day on which that noble lady departed from this world and attained the level of martyrdom and shahadat. So on behalf of IRIB English Radio and Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners on this very sad and solemn occasion and event. In this connection, we would like to read for our listeners a beautiful hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith goes as follows. Fatima Sayyidatu Nisa'il Alameen Min al-Awwalina wal-Akhirin. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, Fatima, the Lady Fatima, is the best of the women of the world from the beginning till the end. This is something which has been related in various ways from various people, the Prophet as well as you know, the other the imams. They have also related something similar to this. It might be objected to, this hadith, or the content of this hadith, by means of something related in the Holy Quran. Like, for example, in the Holy Quran, it's been related regarding the Lady Mary, the mother of Jesus, that God said that I have chosen you over all of the women of the world. This is interesting to note that this objection was also leveled against, was brought up in the presence of the imams themselves. And they, ironically, they answered this objection at that time. And they said that when God spoke to the Lady Maryam in this way, he was referring to the women who existed in her time, meaning he chose her over the women, all of the women of her era. Whereas when the Prophet says this about Lady Fatima, or the Imam say this about her, he's actually referring to, as you can see from the hadith, he's referring to all of the women from all times and all eras. Right, so there's no contradiction between these two statements. You know, the verse of the Holy Quran and this hadith. This beautiful hadith has been transmitted in the famous book of Ahadith, Ma'ani al-Akhbar, on page 107, if those of our listeners want to reference it. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtues of the Lady Fatimah al-Zahra, salamullah alayha, in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.